I'm really excited to be here. I'm San Francisco Mayor London Breed. So welcome to this extraordinary cabin community. And let me give a shout out to Lena Miller and the Urban Alchemy folks. We appreciate you. And then Sherilyn, thank you so much from Larkin Street for being here and the work that you do with our young folks and our transitional age youth who are struggling in our communities. You know, we're really fortunate that we have people who really care and they want to be out there doing what's necessary to help the challenges around homelessness. And Urban Alchemy has been really an extraordinary addition to San Francisco, but they're taking it to the next level with this HEART program. And I'm so grateful for your work, your leadership, and the fact that many of the people who are a part of Urban Alchemy, they understand the challenges that people are experiencing on the streets, because in some instances they've been through these challenges themselves. Folks who have had issues around homelessness, around substance use disorder, behavioral health, interactions with the criminal justice system. And, you know, in some cases, I remember talking to a young man who talked to me about how he wished that Urban Alchemy had been around when he was going through what he was going through, so that, you know, that different kind of touch could have occurred as a result of, you know, what he needed. And in fact, he takes that same approach with the work that he's doing out on the streets. And we hear so many great stories from people who are serving the community in different capacity. And oftentimes, Supervisor Mandelman, we have so many people who want to talk about San Francisco and what talk about San Francisco's doing and what they aren't, but what they don't see and what you don't experience, and one of the first times I've seen it on the news today when they were talking about the HEART program and showing someone who was in distress and showing Urban Alchemy basically wrapping their arms around that individual and trying to allow him to process whatever he was going through as they waited patiently to ensure that he was going to get the help that they were able to provide. So we know those stories are happening every day. They're just not translating the same ways. But I want you to know, I know what's going on. I see you. Folks who are out there on the front line, they see you. And especially the people who are a part of this program, who are showing up every single day and dealing with these challenges, the people that you're helping, they see you and they appreciate it. You know, people like Mama T, I think, that's here, that's been in the city for 50 years, who is considered an elder, who should not be living in the tent on the streets in San Francisco. And because of this cabin community, this is just one step into ensuring that she at least has a roof over her head as we are able to get her on the right path of the support that she needs, whether it's the medication and the doctor's appointments or just a community of people to be around and to learn from, to grow from. A lot of that makes sense. And having a village is so important. And so these 70 units that we opened were extraordinary. And today we're here to talk about budget investments. And Shireen is going to be talking in just a moment. But let me just say that San Francisco has invested tremendously in helping to address challenges around homelessness. And we know there's not a one-size-fits-all. We know that it requires making sure we have shelter beds, making sure that we have permanent housing, making sure that we have permanent supportive housing, and making sure that we prevent people from becoming homeless in the first place. That's the combination that we have been investing in and what we need in order to get San Francisco on the right path. And despite a two-year budget deficit of $780 million, we are still making sure that we are making the commitments to do what's necessary to get the work around homelessness on the right path, to continue these investments. So let's talk a little bit about what has not been said in San Francisco, because people say what's happening on the streets, we're not doing anything around homelessness. Despite a global pandemic, we still were able to help transition 10,000 people out of homelessness in various capacities. And despite the challenges around homelessness between 2019 and 2022, no other Bay Area county saw a reduction in homelessness. San Francisco saw a 15% reduction in unsheltered homelessness and a 3.5% reduction in overall homelessness. And so the fact that that has happened demonstrates that we are doing a lot of work. We're making these investments work. It is not perfect, but we also are providing various layers of programs so that when we see a need that's complicated, we're able to meet that need. Easier said than done, but a lot of work is being done. A lot of placements are being made, and that work will continue. Now, I know not too long ago, I set an ambitious goal, one that I know some are thinking, how are you going to do it? And this is not enough. And we need to set big goals. We can't be afraid to put forth bold policies and go hard and to make change because people are counting on us to make better decisions. And so over the next 5 years in my homeless recovery plan, my plan and my goal working with our various city agencies and the public is to make sure that we are creating 30,000 new opportunities to ensure that people have new places and that they don't become homeless in the first place, that we reduce unsheltered homelessness by 50%. And part of what I wanted to just touch on today is to just talk about that again. Despite a significant budget deficit, our investments in homelessness will continue. But it is going to require some real challenging kind of changes to some of our policies. So I appreciate Supervisor Mandelman, who has been on my back, wanting to make sure that we had a, you know, shelter first policy, that we are able to give people a bed when we encounter them on the streets. No more excuses. We have to make this stuff work, and we have to make these investments occur. So what are we going to do? In this upcoming budget, we plan to make sure that we're protecting over 500 beds that had one-time funding. So these beds were not anticipated to continue because there was only one-time funding used for these beds, and state funding, FEMA funding, all those things that we enjoyed are drying up. So despite that, we've been able to protect 500 beds, and we're adding 600 more shelter beds specifically. So that is when the folks of Urban Alchemy are out there working with folks, the homeless outreach team out there working with people, they need to be able to offer people something. And that's what these additional shelter beds are going to be about, offering an alternative. Our other plan is to add another 545 units. Now, to be clear, since 2018, we've increased the number of housing specifically for people who are struggling with homelessness. We went from having less than 10,000 units to over 15,000 units, increasing that number by over 50%, and we want to continue down those lines. I know we have affordable housing we build, but it is not simple to get someone struggling with homelessness, even in the housing units that we provide, because of the state and federal requirements, which are a whole nother ball game. But the fact is, what we're creating is an opportunity to directly take people out of our shelter system and put them in permanent housing, whether it's supportive services housing or just a way that they can live on their own. The other thing we're providing is 825 slots for prevention. So that is when we provide resources to help people just get over that hump, whether it's a month or two or what have you, in rent, because we don't want those folks to be evicted in the first place. We're going to continue resources for our eviction protection and providing support in that regard. So in addition to that, and our housing element and things that we need to change, our goal is to continue to move full speed ahead. Now, what does that mean? How are we going to do this? It's money, yes, but it's also making some adjustments. I know that people are very protective of some of the set-asides, like Proposition C, that's the homeless supportive housing recovery monies, and they have specific purposes. And I think the problem with some of these measures is they don't give you the flexibility to meet the need. And either we do nothing and we make no adjustments and we won't add additional slots, or we make adjustments through the Board of Supervisors and then we're able to add additional units and placements for people faster. So to have money just sitting there, and we have a real problem now, we need to spend that money and we need to spend it on impacting people's lives directly. So our goal is to make sure that in addition to the budget I introduced, a balanced budget that deals with a deficit, that still invests in homelessness, is to make policy changes so that we can make sure that those investments go to the right places so that we meet the needs of the challenges that our city are facing. Now, this does not even talk about behavioral health. It doesn't even talk about public safety. This is just about homelessness. We're not even getting into affordable housing. We're focusing on what we need now and how we need to get going and making sure that our partner organizations are staffed and supported so we can get to a better place. And that's what today's announcement is about. So I want to appreciate Supervisor Mandelman for his work and his advocacy and his patience as he continues to harass me to do more. And I am working hard to definitely do more. We understand that this is hard work and people are tired of excuses. They're tired of bureaucracy. I'm tired of it. I want to see results. And that is why we've had to make some very hard, also very controversial, challenging decisions in order to get to that place. And so with that, I want to ask our Director of Housing and Supportive Services to come before us to talk a little bit more in detail, Shereen McSpadden.
Thank you, Mayor Breed, and thank you for having this announcement today to really focus on homelessness, because I know when you do your full budget later this week, it's just so vast, we don't get the chance to go into detail. I want to congratulate Lena and the Urban Alchemy team for the HEART program launched today. That's so exciting. You're all great partners. Love working with you. So congratulations, Lena. And so I just want to give some more detail to what the mayor said. The proposed fiscal year 2023-24 budget of $692.6 million for the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing is $20.6 million, or 3% higher than the fiscal year 2022-23 budget. This year's budget includes investments to achieve the citywide strategic plan goals and funding to maintain shelter and expand capacity. The newly released citywide five-year strategic plan is built upon the three pillars of equity, quality, and innovation. The plan calls for expanding HSH's housing, shelter, and prevention inventory and implementing new strategies to achieve a 50% reduction in unsheltered homelessness in the next 5 years. The mayor's proposed budget allocates approximately $99 million in our City Our Home Fund sources to implement the plan's goals and strategies, along with leveraging state grants and reprogramming $21 million in the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing's general fund budget to meet these goals. On a one-time basis, the proposed budget reallocates unspent Our City, Our Home funds to support critical investments in preventing and reducing homelessness in San Francisco. The two-year budget invests $46 million in new housing initiatives, $18.2 million in additional prevention strategies, and $34.4 million in additional shelter beds and shelter services. The mayor's proposed budget includes funding to operate a total of 3,656 shelter beds citywide, including reopening beds closed during COVID-19 pandemic and continuing capacity that was previously added with one-time funds. This includes the addition of 594 beds, as the mayor said, new beds, and invests in improved services and extended hours to accommodate more people, with an ultimate goal of improving outcomes overall. The budget proposal also includes investment in homelessness prevention to allow us to serve 825 more households to avoid the crisis of homelessness in the first place. And finally, the budget includes investments to expand housing for people leaving homelessness, including 425 new subsidies to support people leaving homelessness. I want to thank you, Mayor, for your leadership and for making significant investments in addressing homelessness, even in a really tight budget year. I also want to thank the board in advance for their collaboration to make this budget one that focuses on equity and solutions for people experiencing homelessness. And finally, I want to thank all of our providers, advocates, and our staff for their endless advocacy and service to the people experiencing homelessness in our community. A budget is a reflection of our values, and we stand united in our resolve to address homelessness in our community. Thank you. I think you come back up.
Okay. The other thing I think I wanted to say that I didn't mention earlier is the thing that is not always something that people are excited about talking at a press event is how we start to tear down the structure of bureaucracy. Because there's so many layers of requirements and things that we need to do. We want to make this department more efficient so it works better and faster. And so those are part of some of the proposed changes that we're going to be working on, because we can't talk about doing this work and then have to wait a whole year to get these housing units, these placements, and all of this stuff. That is not going to help us get to the place we want. We need to see this stuff instantly. And so a part of some of the work that we're going to be doing is tearing down a little bit of the bureaucracy and the things that get in our way so that we can get these services and resources delivered a lot faster than we have. So with that, thank you very much. I think we're done. Okay, we're done. Thank you.